Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I'm going to be leading you through a guided meditation and visualization that is about exploring how we can begin to rewild ourselves, especially when we've discovered we have become, to a lesser or greater degree, disconnected, numbed out, or burnt out in some area of our lives. It's exciting to know that we have the capacity to reawaken and rewild ourselves by looking for things that make us feel grounded, alive, free, cleansed, or renewed. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. This is a good time to turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself. Trust yourself if you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation as often as you would like. So now, find a relaxing space, and if you need to take a minute to find yourself a space, then pause this, and when you're ready to start, I'll be right here and we will continue together. So once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up, and invite you now to close your eyes and just listen to my voice and begin just noticing your breath. There's no special way to breathe, just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You meet Diana, who will be your guide today, and she picks you up in her Jeep. You prepared yourself well, and you're dressed in appropriate clothes, including a hat, hiking boots, and a walking stick. On the side of the Jeep, you read the sign that said, "Let nature inspire you to rewild." Diana explains that sooner or later, we've all felt to a lesser or greater degree disconnected, numbed out, or burnt out in some area of our lives. Diana helps people to reconnect to themselves and their own inner natures. She shares some inspiring ways that they can rewild some aspect of themselves. And a walkabout exploration out in the wilderness within nature does wonders. Diana invites you to think of ways you want to be reawakened and experience a rewilding, a reconnecting to some aspect of your own unique, authentic nature. As you drive along the stretch of road now, Diana points to the left. She shares that there are various ways in which we can lose touch with our natural primal essence and our own wild, enlivened, authentic natures. She points to the open pastures that you see now off to your left, where you see sheep, cows, chickens, and horses. Consider for a moment the key differences between domesticated animals and wild animals. Can you see in your own life where you too have become conditioned over time? Let's go back in time. For example, can you see how we all come into the world as babies, uniquely blueprinted with our own inner wiring of aliveness? And if you've ever watched young babies, they sense and move their bodies so freely. Then along the way, as we grow, it happens to each of us. We get molded, shaped by our environments, and impacted and influenced by our families, siblings, the culture of where we live at the time, the community at large, and we get impacted by the schools we attend. These are just a few of the things that impact and shape us. Over time, our true authentic natures can become dampened and suppressed on some levels. The good news is we can more consciously attend to bringing some of our inner wild, authentic natures back online, so to speak. We can learn to rewild bits and pieces of our own inner essence, and that can help to invigorate and enliven us. In this exploration today, you can become a hunter of information and a gatherer of inspiring ideas that can help support you in rewilding yourself on some level. First, it'll be important for you to define for yourself what the phrase rewilding means to you. Each person needs to come up with their own definition, as rewilding will have a different meaning and context for each person. It's also up to you to decide how much you want to rewild and strategize how to do that. Some people seem destined to lead a life of adventure, passion, and intrigue. Others may seem like free spirits, the kind of person who seems to dance to the beat of their own drum. They might seem to you to have a wild heart. You need to figure out what is speaking to you and to come up with your own definition. Trust your own intuition and gut feelings to what feels right to you. And it's important to just consider this guiding principle, that you do not endanger your health or well-being or that of another in this process. It seems like common sense, but it needs to be said. Remember that you can take your time even once you leave this space to create a clear, concise definition that really resonates with you. So for now, you can know that by opening up to exploring and being curious about this topic, this is a good way to begin. And you get out of the vehicle now and start to walk towards the left. You arrive at an open meadow that's filled with wild bluebells and tiny miniature yellow field flowers. These dot the ground. You can see the morning dew now on some of the green grasses as you get closer to the ground. So, how does one rewild? As a bit of helping you to prime your pump, Diana makes some forest animal sounds. You smile at her version of animal karaoke. Then she asks you if you can imagine yourself wanting to howl at the moon, or vocalizing and making a screeching sound, or growling back at something. Or do you have an urge to rise up and stand up tall and protective, or sing a new song, your own unique anthem that represents your spirit, like a bird sings a unique song? There are many ways to explore this theme, and in today's exploration, we will enter into the forest and you will have opportunities to immerse yourself into this wild, natural environment where there are forest animals, birds, insects, and the elements of earth, water, and sky as your muses. One overreaching arc you might want to keep in mind if it resonates with you is the idea of movement. Just like when you look down at the grasses and the field flowers, there was detectable movement. Just notice what you can see and hear as you encounter any of the birds, animals, and insects. Just notice they move in and around their environment. They move their bodies. Some make distinct sounds. They respond to life instinctively, and they respond to life taking different kinds of actions. Each species makes their own unique way in the world, following their wild instincts. For example, Diana points to a large cedar tree to the right, and you can hear a squirrel, and it's making unique sounds. And then you watch how the squirrel goes back and forth, quickly gathering and moving its stock of food. There are many ways to give symbolic meaning to a squirrel. Squirrels symbolize energy, practicality, and playfulness. They can teach us kind of how to deal with a balance regarding work and life, showing us how they playfully can collect nuts and all the while keeping playful antics going. A squirrel literally seems to be telling us you need to have more fun in your life. This is one example you could experiment with. By observing any one of the muses, they can perhaps inspire you to mimic one of their qualities or characteristics as part of a rewilding of some aspect of your life. As you go further into this exploration, just notice if you like the way something moves, or if you're drawn to a sound or an element of one of the muses in their wild habitat. You can ask yourself, what would you like to tap into energetically? Is it some inner wellspring of aliveness, juicy energy, and vitality? Do you want to feel a zip in your body, a zest in your voice, or a skip in your step? Or perhaps you want to feel strong and confident and more fortified in order to engage some area of your life. What kind of rewilding are you wanting? And then just be curious as to what you gravitate towards during your journey today. Consider the idea of a dial, one that you can dial up or down, that's related to what you want to amplify regarding this theme of rewilding. Take an example of someone who is wanting to do something new with their hair. On the dial, for one person, going a little wild might be coloring their hair purple on the one end, and then on the other extreme end of the dial, it might be where they get their whole head shaved. And of course, there's a whole range in between. So you need to decide what kind of dial you would create for yourself and what you would choose for either end of the dial to represent. And you can take time once you leave the space to think about this rewilding dial that you can create. There is no right or wrong. You can figure out the degree that would feel right to you. At this point of the exploration, just gently keep in mind that you can create your own dial and choose whatever you want to amplify once you gain more clarity and mull things over after you do leave this space. You may end up deciding that you want to take baby steps, or you might be ready for a bigger leap. You are in your own driver's seat and you can weigh things out as to what is right or not right for you. As you continue walking deeper into the forest, you begin to hear some sounds. Can you make out where these sounds are coming from? And what do you hear? You can make out the sound of bees buzzing, and you notice that they are great pollinators as you watch them. They move through the wildflowers, going from one to the other. One symbolic interpretation of the honeybee relates to fertility and community and celebration because of the very pollination that bees are involved in. Perhaps you're wanting to rewild some area of your life by pollinating yourself with fresh new ideas. Diana shares that she was encouraged to cross-pollinate and create a hybrid for herself for her own career. She took two of her passions, one that she had for loving to be out in nature and one of helping people to rewild their own natures, and combined these two to create a new career for herself. There are many possibilities to bring fresh new pollinating ideas into your life. You might want to take a course, you might want to read a new book, or talk to someone who really inspires you. Next, you come up to a lively waterfall and a fast-moving river. Diana points down to the bottom of the river. That is where the salmon come to spawn and renew their life cycle. This is an arduous journey for the salmon because they instinctively know that they have to come back to the exact place that they were born. It can involve great challenges to get back to this place. Diana shares one interpretation and meaning for salmon as they reflect an idea of abundance, fertility, prosperity, and renewal. Perhaps there's a time in your life that you've forgotten about where you were very enlivened doing an activity that you love doing. Can you get back to it, that thing that made you feel so at home and authentically you? Is it time for a rekindled renewal of some kind related to your own wild nature and essence? Next, you move further up into a grove of ancient cedar trees, and you hear distinct sound now of a woodpecker. One meaning associated with the woodpecker is that it represents strength, opportunity, wisdom, resilience, kindness, and determination. Woodpecker birds never seem to give up. They just seem to persevere. Maybe you are wanting to rewild a sense of going after your goals and drilling down and getting to what really matters and making it happen and staying focused as part of something you want to rewild within yourself. Next, you come upon a den that bears would use when they hibernate in the wintertime. You may want to have a bear as a muse to inspire and rewild you in moments when you might be feeling vulnerable and in need of courage to defend and protect yourself while you regroup in some area of your life. A mother bear with cubs is symbolic of a protective mother who would go to great lengths to protect and defend. You may resonate with this piece of bear symbolism and want to lean into its energy. If you need to rise back up, this bear energy can give you the courage to move forward or to set clear boundaries, perhaps too, in some area of your life. Next, as you make your way down the hill and past the river, Diana points to the sky. There you see a group of Canada geese who are forming a V-shape in the sky. Diana loves the energy of this wild species, and she can relate to how they inspired her during a time in her life when she was feeling like she was in need of a new beginning and to move somewhere new. She felt very drawn to them at this point and did some research and loved immediately that they are hardwired to move south and migrate each year. There is another aspect to the Canada geese. This animal has bravery and loyalty. During migration season, if a goose becomes injured, another goose will break free from the flock to stay behind and be with the injured or fallen goose. This is an incredible display of valor, devotion, and loyalty. Now you make your way back to the clearing of flowers, and Diana invites you to sit on the earth and to take a few moments to relax and rest. So now, focus on your own heart and your own heartbeat. Notice that your heart has its own rhythm, and it beats like a drum. For a few moments, imagine yourself tuning in to your own inner wisdom and intuition. What does it tell you about rewilding an aspect of your own unique heart and heartbeat? What does it tell you about an aspect of rewilding yourself? What kind of experience or quality would make your heart beat faster or skip a beat as it relates to some enthusiasm and passion? And see if you can call in a muse from today's walkabout, one that inspires you to do some more research after you leave this space. And can you notice if there's any message or word that comes up now around guidance for you about how to rewild yourself in some area of your life? Is there a next best step to take? And are there any images that are coming up for you? Know too that you can come back here anytime. And now as you prepare to leave the space, Diana shares this poem by Mary Oliver. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean, the one who has flung herself out of the grass, the one who is eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I've been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? So now take a few moments and a couple deep breaths. And when it feels right, you can start to move and wiggle your fingers and your toes. And make your way back into a seated position. And bring yourself back into this time and space. And open your eyes. I would like to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.